Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Here we go, the 15-minute morning show podcast. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
If you're watching this, you can see that a lot of us are remote working today. We were talking earlier about how Elon Musk came out in an interview yesterday saying that people who work from home are assholes.
Oh. I kind of feel like it's a good thing if he calls me an asshole.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because he's an asshole.
Oh, exactly. Okay.
Well, did I say that?
Takes one to know one,
exactly.
Elon. Anyway, so his point was, hey, if people can get into the plant to build your next Ford, then you can get into the office and be more productive and mix up with the people you work with. Look, you know what? It's very rare that we're all out of the studio like this, or a few of us are. We're doing it for different reasons because we can.
Right.
But we're usually together. But don't we all agree we'd much rather be in the same room?
Yeah. Totally.
Yes.
It's
absolutely
way better. You know, his take on all of this seems like that kid who maybe, like, didn't get picked to play on a team and then took his ball and went home. Like, man, if I can't do it, nobody can. Man.
Well, he's saying that that all these people are living in la-la land. They're out next to swimming pools at hotels on their laptops doing their work. And he says that is not really, truly the way to be most productive. And I agree with that. I mean, I cannot disagree with that. I'd feel that we are definitely better when we're together.
200%.
We are.
Yeah. But other people might not be. Other people might feel like there's more distractions in the office and they get more work done if they're in a different environment.
Maybe. Maybe. You know? But here we are. There are many companies who have dissolved the office space. I mean, you were talking about someone you know of a little earlier, Gandhi, right?
Yeah, one of my friends who works for an ad agency in Colorado, her building actually got rid of their lease. They all work from home all the time. They'll have Teams meetings or whatever, but if they need to meet in person, they just rent out one of those shared office spaces, and they show up, do what they need to do, and then move on.
Didn't our office do that? It's like they got rid of a lot of space. And they condensed it so that now the sales department doesn't all have to come in.
Yeah.
And they have to stagger them because there's not even enough desks for them all.
Well, that makes sense because if you work a solitary job where your focus is to interact with other people, like in sales, where you're in meetings all day or going out to take out clients and going places, then I understand you don't really need to be in an office because your best, you know, your best foot forward is going to be put when trying to close those deals out in the field. But for what we do, I like to see you all. I like the body language.
Yes, we
chemistry.
Know you like the body language.
Yep. You do. Back in the old days of radio, I mean, sales managers would be mad if you were in the office. They wanted you out on the street and meeting people and cold calling people. And so, and it depends on who you are, you know, and what business you're in. I mean, just because your business is the way it is, you all need to be in the office to function and to get things done, doesn't mean everyone can be that way. We're actually very lucky. We can do either one. But again, we prefer being together. So don't give us any, you know, COVID's over bullshit. By the way, you know what? Speaking of, I heard from a friend yesterday who has COVID right now.
Yeah.
I was like,
really?
What?
Yeah.
I'm like, you must as well have like some old disease that's been like dissolved. I mean,
that's scurvy.
Scurvy?
Yep. Elvis, my brother-in-law got it for the first time 2 weeks ago.
Right. It's still there.
Yeah.
Welcome.
It's still there. Well, anyway, so here we are.
It is kind of weird, though. When I stare at you all on the screen, I notice things about you guys that I do not see and notice in person. Like, Scotty is always playing in his ears. Nate, so far, has been making the weirdest, like, Fire Marshal Bill face.
That,
like,
he there does, it is. Right? I noticed that the whole time.
He does
Why
it all the time.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. What is that all about? Would you still love me if I looked like this?
Nate, yes. Say no.
Let me show you something. Let me tell you something.
I don't know.
And then Scary, if you ever see him, you can tell that he's looking at himself because he starts doing this thing.
Oh, the chin thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. When you do a Zoom call, do you look at the other people? I usually just look at myself.
Well, no.
No, I look at the camera because I don't want to look at myself because I get distracted.
Like right now, I'm looking at the camera. I'm not looking at you. I guess I could look at you, which you're up here. And
Scary's so hot, he gets distracted.
Wait, back up. So we were on a Zoom call yesterday. There were maybe five or six of us on the Zoom call.
Yeah.
You were looking at yourself the whole time?
I always look at myself. And in fact, if I take a phone call, I go look in a mirror. You guys don't do this?
What?
No. I look at whoever's talking.
If you're on a call, you should look into a mirror because you're going to be more animated and more energetic because you're actually looking at someone.
So when you're on the phone, you're supposed to be looking in the mirror at the same time.
Yes, at yourself.
Yeah, at yourself.
I can see how that could possibly work. I've never done it.
I wouldn't be able to concentrate. Otherwise, you're just talking to a disembodied voice.
Never heard of
that. So, yeah, you're interacting with someone. Just happens to be yourself.
I'm going
to
try.
And you're going to be in a better mood usually because you're going to smile.
No one sees you more than you, buddy.
You are. Well, come on. I didn't do my hair today, but you know what? I still look
I do
good.
Miss the old days of Nate taking muscle shots in the bathroom at the gym.
Yeah. I know. I got to get back to that.
What, muscle shots or gym?
Both.
Whatever happened to our fitness challenge that we were all going to do together? Did that just go right out the window?
Well, we all went on the we're on the road. We're not together, so.
Yeah. Fitness sandwich in my mouth.
Okay.
Scary.
There's that.
Oh, can I, speaking of sandwiches, can I say what I did yesterday? Slightly ashamed / slightly proud of what I did. So, Scary and I, we park at a garage a couple of blocks away, and it's at a hotel. So, normally, before I get into my car, I go pee in the lobby. Well, I went to go pee, and they're renovating that bathroom. So, I'm like, oh, crap, I got to go find another bathroom.
And your bladder was ready to go.
It was ready to go. You know me and my bladder problems lately. But so, I go down to the second floor. I guess it would be like the sub-basement or something, where they have all the conference rooms, but they have bathrooms. So, I pass by this massive table that's filled with brown bag lunches. And I go to the bathroom, and I'm like, those lunches look pretty good. So I tucked my shirt in so I'd look like the attendees of the conference. I walk by, grab a bag with a ham sandwich, and go on my way.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You stole a corporate lunch?
I grabbed the corporate brown bag lunch.
Wait. What time of day was this?
12:30 yesterday.
So those people hadn't even had a crack at those bags yet.
They were starting to filter out because I'm like, oh, what are they going to say if I get caught? Do I just keep walking? But there was people filtering around, standing there, eating sandwiches. Some were people
You're
were
stealing.
Working on laptops.
You were stealing. That is theft.
To Nate's point, though, you know, everyone talks about wedding crashers at night and parties, but the easiest time to actually steal things like that is during the afternoon, during these conferences. I've been in so many hotels in the midday whenever we've done stuff, and it's just, there's no security there. And everybody, you just feel like you're part of the action. You just walk in.
Exactly.
And it's casual. It's
like, hold on, I'm going to stop everything. I'm working with a bunch of hooligans. That is theft. That is Think about how you feel when we have breakfast delivered to us and the raccoons from the other radio stations come eat our stuff. Do you know how mad you get?
Okay.
And we didn't even pay for that stuff.
I didn't pay. I wasn't attending the conference. But they had three distinct piles. There was a vegetarian option, a chicken salad, and the ham and cheese. I took from the ham and cheese because it had the most. I'm like, nobody likes ham and cheese here. So I grabbed the ham and cheese. I guarantee they probably had to throw away 50 of those things because nobody was eating them.
That lessened the scandal.
And it's all the paid for by corporate, Elvis. I mean, some big-ass company's paying for everyone to be there. They're flying everybody in.
Okay, all right. I'm going to go to Home Depot and just start stealing shit because it's paid for by corporate, Home Depot corporate. So
you've never taken a chocolate chip cookie off of an afternoon conference buffet before?
Not unless it was my conference.
Yeah, not unless we were invited.
Look at Gandhi and Danielle. And Garrett, you seem like you're innocent here, too.
I just love that this company, whatever it was, spent all this money to send all their workers to, you know, do a team-building event. And, you know, Phyllis comes out to get her ham and cheese sandwich, and it's not there.
And
then she starts blaming Steve, thinking that Steve stole the sandwich.
Steve ate two sandwiches.
Yeah.
Poor Steve.
Nate's in the car eating the ham and cheese, giggling.
It was a delicious sandwich.
I'm calling BS. There's always corporate waste. There's always things being thrown away.
What if they had exact amount for the people? What if Steve is sitting next to Phyllis and he could hear Phyllis's stomach growling?
Poor
Phyllis. Think it through, right? Poor Phyllis went home hungry last night.
Fuck Phyllis. I'm hungry.
I hope there's footage. I want to go to this hotel and get the footage of you being a little weasel stealing that lunch.
Yeah.
Listen, I was so nonchalant about it. I'm like, just grab your sandwich and go. Just look like you're going to go work on a laptop in the lobby for 20 minutes in between these sessions.
What else was in the bag besides the ham and cheese sandwich?
I got to say, Danielle, you would have loved the snickerdoodle cookie. It was phenomenal.
I do love a good snickerdoodle cookie.
It was really good. And a great bag of chips. I can't remember the brand. Oh. And a Gala apple. It was like the perfect lunch.
That's Phyllis's favorite.
Listen, Phyllis.
Phyllis requested the Gala apples, you bitch.
I just thought of something.
Phyllis should have been faster.
The changeover is very quick there. You can go there every day at that time, and there'll be a different company with different people.
They have a set conference schedule. I already looked at today.
Okay.
I'm like, huh. I wonder how good the food
I'm gonna send your photo. I'm going to send your photo to every hotel in our area and say, watch out for this slippery bitch. He's stealing Phyllis's sandwich.
This is such bum behavior from the two of you. Absolutely broke behavior.
There's so much waste. You know, those sandwiches.
I've done it before.
There's going to be a pile of sandwiches.
You're stealing. Just like you stole an oven out of my office, you're stealing. And we all know Nate is full. He's from a family full of people who are incarcerated. You both are from this weird world that we're not used to. We're used to hanging out with people who are law-abiding, fair citizens.
Okay, whatever. Elvis, next time you have that look,
I know what they're doing. I know what they're doing today. They have that look on their face. I know what they're doing after work.
They're plotting. Hey, Danielle Gandhi, have you noticed, is it my imagination, but Nate is coming into the show more and more lately and telling these little stories about things that happens when he's no longer with us and when he's out and about, and they're all scandalous?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
he's filled with scandal.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're just not to be... So we should trust you here in the office?
I took one sandwich. It's not like I'm robbing banks in my free time.
You robbed Phyllis.
I can't wait till your picture is up everywhere as the sandwich bandit.
It starts with a sandwich and then a bank, okay?
It was a sesame seed roll. It was a really good sandwich. I'm like, damn.
Did it have condiments on it, or did it have, you know, you put it on
it? It did have a little bit of mayo, but... But
he also told us yesterday that his brother is a law enforcement officer. Imagine the shame and dishonor you would bring to your family if you got busted stealing a sandwich from a corporate event. Shame.
That really would be a hell of a way to go down.
Yeah. Did you get a drink with it?
You know, I forgot to grab the drink. They did have a stack of like ginger ale.
Go back today in case they're there. Say, hey, I forgot my drink yesterday.
I'm going back. You owe
me. That would be your luck, though. You get busted for biting a sandwich, you know, stealing a sandwich.
No, you know what? You know, that's why I'm wearing a collared shirt today.
Like, wow.
People dress up with these things. Oh, my God. I have to look the part. I can't just roll in.
You don't know how many days the conference is going
fucking
on. You...
Jimmy Buffett t-shirt.
I got to say, if I saw you walk up to the table and take a corporate lunch, I'd be like, yeah, he's probably one of the people.
Yeah, he's with him.
He's accounting. He's accounting.
No, you do. Even if your shirt is untucked, you look nerdy enough to pull it off.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to take it next level because they all have the standard name tags. You know, when they write the name in. And
hello, my name is.
Stupid little plastic boulder. I'm going to get one of those.
Nathaniel.
You should.
No, I was going to say scary.
All right. I think we're done. We had another thing to talk about. We don't need to talk about that now because we talked about the thievery.
Yeah.
Nate's
innocent.
Nate.
It's waste. Innocent. A waste management.
You have zero integrity. With that said, we got to get out of here.
Poor Phyllis.
Say goodbye, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.